This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Today is Election Day, and two important questions should be resolved very soon. The first question is, who will win the election? Unless there's some glitch in election reporting, we should know in a few hours. The second question is, how peaceful will be our transition of power? In the past, we've had a few bumps in the road. Back in 1960, there was some question about whether John F. Kennedy won the presidency fairly. Rumors quickly spread that voting in Illinois and Texas had been manipulated. Perhaps the narrow margin of victory, 112,000 votes, should be challenged. But Richard Nixon conceded the election because he said, "Our country cannot afford the agony of a constitutional crisis." In 2000, George W. Bush led Al Gore in Florida after the first results were tallied. Because the vote was so close, a statewide recount was implemented. The machine count was even closer, so a legal battle developed. Those of you who are older probably remember the debate over the hanging chads. The case finally reached the Supreme Court that ruled that the hand counts were unconstitutional, essentially declared Bush the winner. Al Gore then conceded by saying, "While I strongly disagree with the court's decision, I accept it." What about this election? Much has been made of Donald Trump saying that he would have to decide if he would concede the election if Hillary Clinton was the winner. Some commentators feel that this might threaten the age-old tradition of a peaceful transition of power that comes when the defeated candidate concedes to the winner. But is it reasonable to ask what might happen if Donald Trump wins? Hillary Clinton might concede the election, but what about all the angry protesters who've shown up at Trump rallies? Are they likely to start marching into the streets? We can hope that none of this happens, and we should also pray to that end. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.